All right, we got a special NFL draft show here on 610 Sports Radio tonight from 6 to 7. It's the day shift. Henry Lake and Jay Binkley alongside Therese Paler from the Kansas City Star. And now we bring into the conversation Pete Sweeney from Arrowhead Pride. What's going on, Pete?
You know, fashionably late tonight.
I know you're not.
I don't know about you.
You were early, actually.
Aren't you humbled by these draft experts that are surrounded
I am. They're all over it, man. That's why, you know, I look to my right. I got Therese Paler, who's breaking it down. I turn to my left every day, and I got Jay Binkley. So we're good.
A lot of mock talk in the breaks. It's
a lot of mock talk.
Pete Sweeney's been doing some stuff at 610. He's going out there getting audio with us. He's been going to the press conference. So this is Pete Sweeney happened to be at the Brett Veach press conference this past Friday. And I know you really wanted to talk about him. But first of all, before we play your cuts, you cut three things here from Veach's press conference. Did you come away like other previous? Because I did not. Listening to Veach was different than Dorsey. It wasn't best player available. There was some of that. But it didn't seem as GM speakish to me with Brett Veach. You know, talking about all the things that he talked about. Did you come away thinking, all right, this is GM talk before a draft?
Dorsey reminded me of, you know, maybe almost like Veach's father, whereas Veach kind of seems like the younger guy who now, you know, maybe dad's on vacation and is ready to finally, okay, now I can really do what I want, or almost remind you of like a 21-year-old in Vegas for the first time and is just ready to do things his way. And it's adding a fun element, I think, to this entire draft process for the Chiefs.
No, he is. And Lake and I read this thing in LA Times, Sam Farmer put it out, but these young GMs, everybody's talking about these trades that are happening. It's young GMs. It's a new age. They're on Twitter all the time. They're texting and everything else. It's in less needs of the world. The Brett Veaches. This is what he had to say at the press conference. Get your reaction here, Pete.
I think that's maybe just kind of who I am. And I have a group of guys up there that are worried I'm going to be too aggressive. So I'm glad I have those guys. And we've, you know, and everyone does this, and we've done this the last 5 years. You kind of go through mock drafts just like you see online. But we kind of play that game ourselves in regards to, you know, what do we do if, or what about if this guy slides? And I think every scenario had me, you know, trading up. And my guys are like, we got a lot of good picks here. So I think I'll have a good group of guys kind of, you know, help me out there.
He's aggressive. Drez and I might be tearing up our mock drafts. He might screw it all up because this guy's fun to watch. But your reaction on that aggressiveness and having to be, I call it the get back coach, the guys in college football that keep everybody back. Sounds like Veach needs a get back coach because he wants to trade up all the time.
It's funny that he's surrounding himself with people that have to hold him back. And I think that's really smart for him, as being as aggressive as he is. I mean, we've seen him.
Instead of yes men.
Exactly. We've seen him even in free agency and trading, you know, be aggressive. And you know, to hear him talk about mock drafts, like, it's one thing for, you know, you and Therese to do these mock drafts. These are like the livelihood of college people that will shape the rest of their lives. And they're just running through mock drafts. And yeah, maybe
what do you
we'll
think his online name
world.
Is?
You know what? Good question. Good question.
Therese, I probably seen him in some corner of the internet.
He is on social media somewhere. I fully believe that. I'll also say this, though. Like, all those guys that are in the room with him telling him, like, keeping him from being too aggressive, like, they know Brett really well because it's the same scouting staff that was here 5 years ago with a bunch of guys who got promoted. Ryan Poles, you know, Daniel Ricci, all these guys have been promoted. So, they know him is my point. Believe me, they know him. I'm sure they anticipate some guys he loves and some guys that they want to move up and get. But that's the thing. Even though they got rid of Dorsey last year, they kept most of it intact, and those guys know Brett pretty well.
Well, the one thing, too, Pete, you wanted to play the difference between Dorsey and Veach, because I do think there's a difference.
I don't know if I can put my finger on anything, but I know as a staff, we continue to evaluate ourselves and you know evaluate the draft and the pockets of players and where they go and you know, being smart about things. You know, sometimes you know, one thing that I've probably noticed over the last 3 or 4 years is, you know, when you see a guy, get him, you know, and it's not always, you know, you don't always have to acquire picks. You know, sometimes I think the draft equity is the most valuable asset you have, but also another valuable asset that you have is your ability to evaluate talent and to be confident in guys. And that's where I think my aggressiveness comes in. So, you know, sometimes you trade back, you know, there are guys on the board that, you know, you feel better about. So I think we'll operate with that mindset.
Yeah, I mean, we saw Dorsey trade out of the first round to, you know, acquire more picks. But then we've seen Veach trade away picks, you know, for Cam Irving, for Reggie Ragland. I just think it's definitely different because to me, and Therese can speak to this, I don't know if you agree with me or not, but Dorsey seemed like just loved acquiring picks and just wanted to have that wiggle room in the NFL draft, where it seems like Veach, if he likes his guy and he's within reach, he's not afraid to give him up.
Yeah, especially, you know, Dorsey, more than a lot of guys I've met, like, loves the concept of evaluating talent. And, like, in a lot of ways, the draft is the Super Bowl for a guy like that when they have the time to just pour through tape. So the years where John, like, broke down the most tape, like, he wanted all the picks because it was the chance to prove, like, how much you knew. Like, that subconsciously, that's what that is. I think Brett does a ton of work as far as, like, evaluating players and watching the tape and grinding the tape. But I don't think he's necessarily married to the picks as much as he is to getting Andy, like, good players so they can win. And that's a hard line when you love to draft and you love to evaluate. That's a really hard line to toe. And he'll have to – that's something he's going to have to deal with, too, because that swings the other way. He'll give up the picks to go up and get a guy he really likes. And maybe that's not always what's best for him. So they've got to be on the right track and on the same wavelength there. All of them, the whole organization does.
We've seen he's not afraid to go get guys he likes. When he got Watkins and Hitchens, he had said, one of the first things I did when I was here was call about these guys. So he has guys he likes, and he's not going to really want to, and that's why he has these men around him. He's not going to want to give them up if they're within reach. It's just going to be an interesting, like, it'd be great to be a fly in that draft room, because I'm sure there's going to be some heated discussion given his aggression and him being the guy now.
He wanted Hitchens, and he wanted Watkins. He's willing to overpay for Watkins, even though the price of receiver went up this year, but he wanted those two guys. He went and got them. Here's the makeup, Pete, that he's looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I think you saw it with our free agency approach with Anthony Hitchens and going back to Reggie Ragland. I mean, we're just looking for guys that kind of bring a temperament with them, you know, tough football players, guys that love the process, and guys that just want to be a member of the kingdom.
That was one thing that stuck out to me. I wrote an article on it for arrowheadpride.com, was during the Hitchens opening press conference, he said mindset 8 times. I just think that's a huge part of this for him, where before he's going to get any players, even I think this weekend, he has in his mind what their makeup needs to be. You know, like Dorsey, he wants guys that love football. But there's been a readjustment of what exactly that makeup is for Veach, and that's why I think you saw a guy like Marcus Peters go, and who knows what the reasons 100% are for that. But I don't think it fit exactly that mindset, and I think that's going to be something to pay attention to as he makes his selections this weekend.
Great stuff, man. Pete Sweeney, check him out on Twitter at PJ Sween on Twitter. Also, check him out, all the great articles at arrowheadpride.com. Happy to have you on the show, and we look forward to everything that you're going to do for 610 Sports Radio coming up here.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
We appreciate it. All right, final segment. We're just going to have a general, you know, NFL draft topic conversation with Therese Paylor from the KC Star here in the final segment of the NFL Draft Show here on 610.